USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
As many as 1.7 billion people, one third of whom are already living in poverty, are now highly exposed to disruptions in food, energy, and finance systems that are triggering increases in poverty and hunger.
The NYPD is announcing they've arrested New York subway shooting suspect Frank James. James allegedly releasing smoke bombs and firing 33 times on Tuesday in a subway station. Videos posted online show political and racial rants against white people and Asian Americans by James. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A court is saying a vaccine maker must share some information regarding the vaccine.
A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal transportation mask mandate is being extended 2 more weeks. That covers airlines and travel on trains, buses, and subways. That pushes the mandate out until at least May 3rd. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Holy Week is celebrated by Christians worldwide this week, leading up to Easter Sunday on April 17th. Holy Week 2022 began on Sunday, April 10th with Palm Sunday, and it concludes Holy Saturday, April 16th, before Easter Sunday. I had a chance to catch up with Tim Tebow. Tim has a new book out titled Mission Possible, Go Create a Life That Counts. One of the things I ask him is what Christians around the world need to be thinking about as we approach Easter.
I hope that people this Easter live with such confidence of who they're created to be, not in arrogance, but in confidence of who they're created to be, that they have so much worth and value that they go live it out because the God of this universe loves them so much that he sent his son on a rescue mission for them, on a rescue mission for humanity.
Police in Boston say there aren't any known credible threats regarding the upcoming Boston Marathon. However, there will be a heavy police presence along the route in the city next Monday. In addition to hundreds of uniformed officers, there will be plainclothes officers among the thousands of spectators. It's been 9 years since 2 bombs exploded near the finish line, killing 3 people and injuring over 260. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.